Welcome to Results Driven with Kurt High from High Value Consulting. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Results Driven is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Results Driven.
Good morning, and we're welcome to the show, Results Driven. My name is Kurt High from High Value Consulting. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call. Our number is 484-431-2874, or you're more than welcome to visit us online, and our website is highvalueconsulting.org. And while at my website, click on the radio page, check out the previous shows, and subscribe to one of our programs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. You'd be surprised how often I meet people who don't realize 401ks come with fees. And I get it because the costs are usually tucked away in fine print. But there are things over the course of my career I've learned these fees can be quietly hidden or kind of hard to find within your plan and can cost you up to thousands of dollars. During today's conversation, we're going to break down 401k fees in plain English, where to find them, what they really mean for your long-term savings and goals, and what steps you need to take to keep them under control. My goal here is simple: to make sure you have the clarity, the disclosure, and the confidence to make sure when it comes to your retirement plans. But before we jump into our topic, let me introduce my co-host, Jacqueline Gladwell, whose wit and wisdom comes to us today without any hidden fees.
That's right. What you see is kind of what you get, Kurt. And I promise no management fees, no fine print, just some good old conversation. So how are you today, Kurt?
I'm doing really well. And I'm very excited about this time of the year because there's a lot of opportunities to help people achieve these long-term financial goals going into the end of the year. And I want to reference a USA Today article, Changing Jobs and How to Protect Your 401k from Hidden Fees. That's some excellent insight and advice. One of the most important things to understand about 401ks is that fees add up over the course of time. And here's where it can catch people off guard, basically. If you change jobs and your old employer may have been covering some of the costs associated with the retirement account fees while you were there, but once you leave, these costs are often shifted right back to you. And the truth is, many people don't understand or realize how it happens. For example, something as small as a $4 to $5 monthly account maintenance fee doesn't sound like much, but over the course of a career, that little drip can add up to thousands and thousands of dollars, sometimes as high as $17,000 to $20,000, according to this article. That's why it's so important to know what you're paying for and make sure these dollars are working for you and not against you.
Wow, Kurt, that's eye-opening. After all, 401ks are an essential part of retirement for millions of Americans. So spotlighting kind of some of these key in and outs in today's episode is a great subject. And I think most people would be shocked to hear how a fee that small can snowball into such a big number over time, Kurt.
Exactly. That's where the clarity comes in. I don't listen to how when they review their statements in a previous 401k or their current 401k so they can make smarter decisions and can keep as much as their hard-earned savings in their pocket as possible. All right, let's talk about some of the most practical steps you can take getting a copy of your 401k fee schedule, whether it's an old account left behind with a former employer or a brand new one you just started on your current job. You know exactly what you're paying for. Now, here's the tricky part. These fees details are often buried deep into plan documents, so not most people understand them, nor can they find them. Your employer, though, is required to provide them to you. However, most times they can't explain them. The document is often called the 401A5 disclosure form. Though, depending on the plan, it may have a different name. If you're not sure where to look, don't worry. You can usually find it on your plan website, or if that's a hassle, you contact your HR department and they must provide that information to you. The bottom line is it's that knowing what to look for, where to find it, gives you more control. That means you can make smarter decisions about your own retirement savings.
That's great advice. I mean, looking at your 401k, knowing exactly where to find it is going to be tough. And so being able to pick out and, you know, use a financial advisor like yourself to try to find those hidden fees. Because let's be honest, most of us aren't spending our weekends digging through 401k paperwork.
Exactly. And once you have your hands on a copy of the 401k fee schedule, the next step is knowing what to look for, where to find it. And because sometimes it can be a little overwhelming because these fees come out of all kinds of different, they have all kinds of different names, basically. Some of the most common ones you see are like transaction fees, investment management fees, mutual fund expense ratios, administrative fees, individual service fees. Sometimes they even have more technical names like sub-account transfer fees or distribution costs. Here's my advice. Whenever you're reviewing your participant fee disclosure, train your eyes to catch any term that hints at the word fee or appears to be a fee. It sounds like a charge. Chances are it is one. And remember that you don't have to navigate this alone. Part of my role in helping people translate these confusing terms into plain English so you have to know exactly what you're paying for and why. That is why staying controlled and confident about where your money is going.
I love that, Kurt, because most of us don't have the time or desire to decode financial jargon. I mean, I don't know what I'm looking at half the time. So having someone who can walk us through is really making a difference and could make a huge difference in your 401k. What else can we talk about, Kurt?
Well, again, getting back to the USA Today article, Changing Jobs, How to Protect Your 401k from Hidden Fees, has more important details for us, including one of the most popular things you can do with your 401k, making sure you're not overpaying fees first and foremost. In reality, every 401k plan charges something. There is no free ride. You can't avoid that point, but what you can do is take steps to keep these costs as low as possible. Most plans fall somewhere between 0.5% to 2% of your account value every year. And here's a good rule of thumb. If your fees are over 0.5%, there's a good chance you're paying too much. And remember, this isn't just about numbers on the page. Every extra dollar going into the fees is the dollar that is not staying in your account, growing, compounding for your retirement, working with your financial service professional to spot those hidden fees. That way you keep more money working for you and make sure the plan is set up to support your long-term financial goals.
I feel like we've been trained to try to find these hidden fees in whatever we are buying or purchasing or agreeing to, right? I mean, we have hidden fees everywhere. And so why would your 401k be any different? That's just such a great point, Kurt, because most people probably don't realize how big an impact, even a small percentage, can truly make over a period of time.
That's why I always say, know what you're paying for. Make sure your dollars are working as hard as they can for you. Here's something a lot of people don't realize. You won't find a single prospectus for a 401k. Instead, you'll find the individual prospectuses for each sub-account or fund in the plan. Now, a prospectus is just a fancy word for a document that breaks down what the fund is all about, including its goals, what you can expect from it, the risks involved, and yes, the fees. Most of the time, you can find these online through your plan's website. If you can't, a quick call to the HR department or the plan administrator should get you the information that you need.
That's so helpful because to most people, the word prospectus sounds intimidating, especially to me. But really, it's just a roadmap that tells you where your money's going and what it's truly costing you.
Yeah, once you know how to read it, and again, most people, like you said, don't read those. They're boring. There's a lot of jargon that people don't understand. But you can, and really to understand where the fees are coming from and how they're being charged. For example, one of the smart ways is to look for lower cost investment options. If a fund has a fee greater than 0.5%, it's worth asking if it really belongs in your portfolio. Number two, considered index funds are target date funds, which usually carry much lower fees than actively managed funds. Use comparison tools that they have online, because some resources let you stack your plan's fees against similar ones to see if you're overpaying. Your HR team or plan administrator can often point to lower cost options or fees, but most times they're not really as knowledgeable as your financial advisor. And finally, if you left a 401k behind an old employer, consider rolling into an IRA where you have the greatest control, you have more flexibility, and you actually control and access at lower costs with the investment. At the end of the day, 401k fees aren't necessarily hidden, but they can be tricky to track down. And they don't forget, once you know where to look, the knowledge becomes kind of the superpower. It's like you take your money, it lets you take the money that might
have eaten up my fees and redirect it back into your future.
That's a great perspective. It's not about avoiding fees completely. It's just about keeping more of your money working for you.
Let's also briefly touch on the recent Motley Fool article. I think relates nicely to our current conversation. It headlined, 401k hardship withdrawals are on the rise. According to the recent report, here's what they are and what they mean for your retirement account. Hardship withdrawals are kind of like medicine. You hope you don't need them, but if you do, there are usually some side effects.
I love that, Kurt. I mean, hardship withdrawals are kind of like medicine. You hope you never need them, but if you do, there are usually some side effects. There's side effects with everything nowadays, right, Kurt?
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, I feel like a lot of people don't realize how tough those side effects can be when it comes to their 401k, especially.
Yeah, especially with the hardship withdrawals, if it's not, some people understand the long-term consequences associated with that because it's treated as sometimes as a loan, and some people will get this false sense of reality and have to pay it back. But with a 401k, the rule of thumb is simple. Only put money in that you can leave there until retirement. If you take it out for your age 59 and a half, you're usually hit with both taxes and a 10% penalty. That's a costly move.
Wow.
In the bottom line. But the IRS does allow hardship withdrawals for very specific situations. Things like medical bills, avoiding foreclosure, funeral costs, even education expenses, or a down payment on a first-time home or first-time home buyer. In these cases, you avoid the penalty, but the withdrawal is still taxed. And the big catch is you can't put the money back once it's gone.
Well, this definitely hits home for me. I mean, I would love to put a down payment on my first home one day. So, just learning all of these withdrawals exceptions and knowing what's going to be worth it or not. It sounds like it could have a pretty big impact on someone's retirement.
Exactly, it can. And we're seeing more people turning to this option. Vanguard's How America Saves report, which is cited in this article, shows that 2020, about 1.7% of participants took hardship withdrawals by 2024. That number has jumped almost 5%. That's a steady climb. And it shows that many families are now leaning on retirement savings just to get by.
Wow. So 1.7% in 2020 jumped to 5% in 2024. That's huge. And if someone's thinking about a hardship withdrawal, what should really they keep in mind, Kurt?
Well, the big thing is the trade-off. You're not only losing the money you pull out, but you're also losing the future growth you could have generated. That can set you back many years. But before going down that road, it's worth exploring the options like 401k loan versus the hardship withdrawals. A loan can trigger taxes or penalties as long as you pay it back. Usually within 5 years, the money goes right back in your account to keep growing.
Yeah. And Before we continue, Kurt, how can our listeners get a hold of you to talk about this and to understand what you know about 401ks and the hidden fees?
Well, with all the experience I have practicing over 34 plus years, my mantra is results driven. My company's name is High Value Consulting. A phone number they can reach me at is 484-431-2874. My website is highvalueconsulting.org. And you can actually go to the site, request a consultation, and there's no cost to do so, but it'd be well worth your time to spend a half hour with me, and I can show you how I can make a positive impact in your financial life.
Yeah, Kurt, that no obligation consultation. And what could be better than that? And so, Kurt, just to continue our conversation, what's next on the agenda?
Well, 2026 is coming right at us like a speeding train. Another USA Today article, how to max out your IRA before 2026, reminds us there's still some things we can get done now to potentially turbocharge your 401k. When it comes to retirement, the dream is simple. You want to enjoy it without stressing over how you're going to cover the bills. But in reality, what kind of security usually requires a pretty sizable nest egg, often seven figures. Now, that number can feel overwhelming, but by the way you get there is straightforward and consistent saving throughout your career. One of the best ways to start, especially if you don't have access to a 401k, is by maxing out your IRA. Now, I know some of you might be thinking this year is already half over, so maybe it's too late to do this for 25, but it's not too late. There's still a path forward. When people hear the phrase maxing out your IRA, it sounds a little confusing, but because the truth is, what it means, it depends on a few things: your age, the type of IRA you have, and sometimes even your income. The first step is figuring out what maxing out looks like, just especially for you.
No kidding. And that's why we are telling our listeners to talk to a financial services professional, because there is no one size fits all, and it can get very confusing. And to go over your plan, depending on all the different factors, is just, you really want to figure out a plan for you specifically. And what are the actual numbers for 2025, Kurt?
That's a great question. For most adults under 50, the annual contribution limit is $7,000. If you're 50 or older by the end of the year, you can make what they call a catch-up contribution of an extra $1,000, bringing your total up to $8,000. And here's something important. These limits apply to all your IRAs combined, not each one separately. So if you have more than one, your total across what you can put into your IRAs is $7,000 or $8,000, depending on your age.
Yeah, so $7,000 or $8,000, depending on your age, to all of your IRAs combined. So not each one separately. So let's break that down further. How does it work with a traditional IRA versus a Roth IRA?
Here's a good question. With a traditional IRA, the tax-deferred kind, you can contribute up to the limit as long as you earn income that matches it. So if you made $5,000 this year, you can contribute up to $5,000. There's an exception for married couples, though. It's called a spousal IRA. A non-working spouse can still make a contribution as long as the working spouse earns enough to cover both accounts.
Well, that's good to know, but that can sure still get confusing. And Roth IRAs, how does that work?
Roths are funded with after-tax dollars, which means your money grows tax-free, and you can make tax-free withdrawals in retirement. That's a huge advantage, and I recommend that for a lot of the youth today, especially if you think your tax rate will be the same or higher down the road. Most people can contribute up to a full annual maximum if you're a high earner. Income limits may reduce how much you can put in. The big takeaway here is this: know your limit, know your income situation, and make sure you're taking advantage of the account that works best for you. Once you know how much you're allowed to contribute to the IRA in 2025, the next step is building a plan to get there. And don't worry, it doesn't have to feel overwhelming.
Completely. Having somebody in your corner is what's important, because even to me, having this conversation with you, Kurt, this can get very overwhelming, very easily. So because I think a lot of people, you know, hear kind of the idea of maxing out the IRA and picture some giant lump sum of money they have to come up with all at once. But that's just not reality, is it?
Thankfully, no, it's not how it works. First, subtract what you already have contributed this year from your annual limit. So that lets you know under 50, you can put away another 1,000 in the IRA. That means you got 6,000 left to work with for the year. From there, break it into chunks that fit into your life. Some people like to divide it by month, others by paycheck. For example, if you want to reach $7,000 starting in July, that's about $1,167 a month. And you'd rather skip July and spread it over the remaining months, that bumps up to about $1,400 a month.
Yeah, that was a lot of money there and a lot of numbers, but that sounds more manageable when you put it into smaller pieces and break it down. But I can imagine the hardest part is actually finding the money.
You're right. That's where it gets real. A regular contribution out of your monthly income is ideal, but not everyone can swing that. So try to think creatively, maybe picking up some overtime or using some income from side hustles. If you're eligible for a year-end bonus, you can earmark that for your IRA too. For example, if you expect a $1,000 bonus, that reduces your monthly goal from $1,167 to $1,000. I have a lot of clients that are working, they use their bonuses and contribute to the IRAs.
Well, that's a great idea. And this is just kind of how my brain works. So I'm going to ask a question here, Kurt, but if someone can't max it out, that's not failure, right?
Not at all. Even only if you save $1,000, that's still progress. It absolutely counts. Plus, remember, you have until tax season or tax time in 2026 to keep contributing towards your 2025 IRA limit. And if you can't reach your goal this year, then the first few months of next year will give you an extra runway to add more.
Oh, well, that's great to know, especially that extra runway. And I like that. It feels like a deadline and more of like an opportunity, really.
It is, absolutely. The other thing, too, I want listeners to understand and realize that just you starting with $50 just to get started in a Roth or a traditional IRA when you're considering investing for retirement, at least you're getting started and then you just remain consistent. I've had people start with low amounts like that, and they've ended up with hundreds of thousands of dollars just remaining consistent over the course of time because they stuck to a plan, they had a plan, and I was their coach and kept them in their lane, as I like to say.
Yeah, I like that you used yourself as an analogy of being a coach because you're absolutely right. You are in all of your clients' back corner, and you're keeping them on task and keeping, you know, making sure that they stay consistent and they're staying on top of it because you sure do help them.
And also what I learned too in my career is it's helping everyone be accountable, including me, the client, and their aligns with their goals and objectives. So I always ask them what their goals and objectives are, and I help them understand, what have you done? Is this really what you want? And if it is, I'm taking ownership in that as well. And I will be accountable and I will hold you accountable.
Yeah, I love that philosophy. And I do just want to point out, Kurt, I hear that you have an exciting thing going on in your world. And do you want to share with our listeners a little bit about this book?
Yes, I do. I'm actually writing a book. I'm so excited. I'm so, I just can't believe that I had the opportunity to do this. I've seen other advisors and colleagues of mine, author a book, and now it's my time. It's my turn. And, it's going to be called High Value Consulting. That is results driven. We're finishing up the manuscript as we speak. It should wrap up and be printed sometime by the end of the year. It'll be on Amazon and then we'll do a book signing. And I'm very, very excited about it. I never thought I would, achieve this goal, but here I am, and I can't say how overwhelmed I am about it. Yeah.
Well, can you give us a little sneak peek about what is going to be included in this book?
Well, the book basically focuses on how I decided to become a financial advisor, what motivated me to do so, And also all the life experiences along the way that helped me become a better advisor and also help my clients reach their goals and objectives through the financial planning process. And my goal is always to provide them the safe and comfortable financial future through that process.
Yeah. And why was this a goal of yours to do a book? I mean, what about it? What has been the most favorite part for you?
Well, it's actually to get an opportunity to reflect, revisit everything I've done, share it with my clients, share it with whoever may be interested in wanting to do better financially for their life, for their family. If it touches one person's life, it was a huge success. I just had a client the other day. They just bought a new home, a younger couple, and he sent me a beautiful text. He says, bottom line, we couldn't have done this without you and helping us stick to our goals. So those type of things are more gratifying than the money. I mean, money's nice and making money's the easy part. The only human beings are the rough part. But this book is going to put it all into writing, all my experiences, all my successes and challenges along the way. But I'm very, very pleased with the author, Jules Fox, and we're working extraordinarily well together. And I can't wait. I can't wait for it to be completed.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to read it. And also, I need to get that signature from you.
You will. I promise you will.
All right. Well, today's been a great episode. I mean, we really talked about a wide range of things here. A 401k, Roth IRA, you know, traditional IRA, and just the world of retirement planning and how to protect all of this for you. And, you know, Kurt, you shared that this is what you do for your clients. You try to protect them. You try to guide them. And like you said, you are their personal coach. And maybe that means in life, maybe that means just financially, but there's a fine line, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. Yep.
Well, let's just share with our listeners how they can get a hold of you to get that no obligation consultation.
Sure thing, Jacqueline. My office, High Value Consulting, it's results driven is our mantra. My phone number is 484-431-2874. Give us a call. Gladly to schedule a consultation. There's no obligation, but I will always give you the actual non-objective, or I should say objective point of view on what I can and can't do and whether you want my help or not. Our website is highvalueconsulting.org.
Yeah, and you don't have any of those hidden fees, right, Kurt?
No, there's no hidden fees. Exactly right.
Oh, well, perfect. And I just want to remind our listeners that we are on, or we broadcast to WEEU 8:30 a.m. every Sunday at 7 a.m. So feel free to give us a listen and we will see you all next week. And that concludes another episode of Results Driven with our host, Kurt High, and me, your co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill.
Thank you for joining us for Results Driven. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Kurt High at High Value Consulting at 484-431-2874 or visit highvalueconsulting.org. Join us again soon for another episode of Results Driven.
Investment advisory services are offered through Virtue Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. High Value Consulting and VCM are independent of each other.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.